The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
That's 800-694-7394.
The following is a program heard recently here on The Don Kroah Show.
It's time for The Don Kroah Show, right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, The Don Kroah Show.
The Don Kroah Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Folks, hello there. Welcome to this edition of the Don Kroah Show. Say Wednesday, July 3rd, 8 p.m., Kennedy Center, right here in Washington. Celebration Concert Tours International will present Celebrate America, a tribute to our veterans with Sandy Patty. Featuring my guest this hour, along with the 240-voice choir and orchestra from Bellevue Baptist Church in Memphis, Tennessee. Now, you can get more information, get tickets at this website, cctfreetix.com. We'll give you that again in a few minutes. But as you know, Patty is one of the most highly acclaimed performers of our time and early on became known as simply The Voice. And many of us, even all these years later, remember the night her performance of the Star-Spangled Banner during, I believe it was the rededication of the Statue of Liberty back in 1986, came to the attention of the late Johnny Carson. And as they say, the rest is all history. Virtually overnight, she became one of the country's best-loved performers. And Sandy, it's an honor to welcome you to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so looking forward to being at the Kennedy Center with my family. And we're going to be just honoring our country, honoring those who have served, and praying that God will continue to bless America.
When God decides to lift someone up, he can do it in the most unusual ways. I happened to be watching Johnny Carson the night he first heard you perform. It blew him away, as the old saying goes. What was it like from your end having that kind of quick recognition?
You know, it was an incredible honor to first be asked to sing kind of a brand new rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner, as you said, for the rededication of the Statue of Liberty. And then knowing that Mr. Carson was one of the people who had watched and heard that night and invited me to be on the show, it was a wonderful honor to get to meet such an icon, you know, in the industry, but to just see him as kind of the shy, very humble kind of person in life who made everybody feel right at home, and he certainly was very gracious to me.
Talk about what folks can look forward to, as you already said, paying tribute so well deserved to our veterans at the Kennedy Center. What's that night going to be like from your perspective and for our listeners?
Well, from my perspective, you know, I grew up, my parents were children during World War II. And so as they grew up, they carried on to my brothers and myself just an attitude of gratefulness of living in a country that has freedom of choice and voice and those kinds of things, and that we want to celebrate that. And so now, you know, being able to, my husband and I, and along with some of our kids, and Bellevue Baptist Church and orchestra and choir, we're going to just celebrate all the things that we love about this country and our veterans and those who are actively serving and the families you know, of those who serve. You know, they're part of the mix as well. And we want to be able to say thank you in a way that it means something, in a way that is celebrated, but they really, truly receive the gratitude from our heart that we can gather in a place like the Kennedy Center because of many of the veterans who have fought before and those who continue to serve now.
Now, I mentioned or I read earlier that you've authored several books, I think eight I read, and your most recent is your own autobiography, well-titled The Voice. Talk about what's in that book and how it may have been different from writing the other books you've written.
Well, you know, I think it was probably about 25 years ago that my record company thought, you know what, we need to brand this thing, whatever this is. And so they started calling me The Voice, which always was ironic to me because I never felt like I learned really well how to speak up and speak out. And so the book is titled The Voice because really within it is so much more about how I found my inner voice, how I found my voice to speak up and to speak out. And so it's really kind of a journey through that. Oddly enough, you know, my profession has been my singing voice, but it is my inner voice, that authentic voice, how God has made me to be, that I've spent probably the last 25 years just saying, God, I just want to find the voice that you have given me. And so there's a lot of stories in this book, The Voice, that haven't been in any of the other books. And that's a really deeply personal journey into some of the things that maybe silenced my voice and how God has placed people and situations in my life to help me find my voice again.
What would you say, Sandy, to would-be artists, up-and-coming artists? It's a pretty heady area when you get into some of the higher echelons of music. It's a powerful force. It's one of the most powerful forces, I think, in any culture. And it can really either lift somebody up to the glory of God or it can end up really sidetracking them. What would you say?
I would say be very, very mindful, first and foremost, of who has called you. And be very, very mindful of, I believe, what God has called you to say. It is, we are simply the messengers of that. And yes, you're so right. Music is a very powerful, powerful tool. But it is the message of the music that makes Christian music what it is. Not so much stylistically, but it is the message. And music is often just personal taste. It is the message that gives it life. So be very, very mindful of who has called you and what is that call on your life to say. And then surround yourself with a small group of people who can hold you accountable to what is true and right in your life. And then take who you are as a person onto the stage, not the other way around. And that I learned the hard way. And so it's more important to establish who you are in Christ and then take that with you wherever you go.
On that note, we have to break, but I know folks are looking forward to July the 3rd, 8 p.m. at the Kennedy Center. Thank you, my friend, for talking with us.
You are so welcome. My pleasure. Blessings on you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Sandy Patty coming to the Kennedy Center July 3rd. 8 p.m. Tickets at cctfreetix.com. And you can get your tickets and get yourself ready for that.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Washington, D.C.? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Washington, D.C. area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Washington, D.C. is a perfect market for my system, and this week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text START to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text START to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's START to 350350.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts CLAIM to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting CLAIM to 88988. That's C-L-A-I-M to 88988.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. You know, in America, people often treat Christianity as a nice addition to a comfortable life. But when the Apostle Paul surrendered to Christ, he knew he was choosing a life of hardship and pain. Throughout his years of ministry, Paul faced attacks, scourging, and imprisonment. He was even stoned, a brutal method of execution in which the victim is pummeled with rocks and left for dead. Miraculously, Paul survived and continued on his mission, declaring the gospel boldly everywhere he went. Paul knew that the call of the gospel is a call to surrender. May we, like Paul, view our lives as a living sacrifice.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. Participate in the Day of the Martyr on June 29th. Get details at vomradio.net/dayofthemartyr.
All right, better get your dialing finger ready. Finger, whatever. I have two pair of tickets to give away for the Celebrate America concert featuring Sandy Patty and the Bellevue Baptist Choir live at the Kennedy Center, happening Wednesday night, July 3rd at 8 p.m. And again, all you have to be right now to get one of that set of tickets, you have two pair to give away, caller number 3. Or caller number 6. Caller number 3 or caller number 6 at 888-293-9282. Again, that's 888-293-9282. One more time, 888-293-9282. Caller number 3 and caller number 6. You will receive a pair of tickets for the Celebrate America concert featuring Sandy Patty and the Bellevue Baptist Choir, and a whole great evening of worship and music and freedom celebration at the Kennedy Center on July the 3rd. But you have to be one of those callers, caller number 3 or caller number 6 at this number, 888-293-9282, 888-293-9282. One more time, 888-293-9282. 293-9282. If you'd like more information about the concert or to get tickets otherwise, go to cctfreetix.com or call us right now at 888-293-9282.
The following program is sponsored by American Leprosy Missions.
Making a difference in a broken world, folks. So much of what we hear, see, read about in the news just saddens our hearts, sometimes almost breaks your heart to see the suffering. And so often we feel powerless. We say, what can I do about that? Well, here's a case in which we really can bring life and healing and hope to children all over the world. Some 16 nations where leprosy has been taking its toll. Yes, even in this year of 2019, it's still a scourge that needs to be dealt with. Scott Wilder here with me from American Leprosy Missions, telling you how easy it is to be a part of this.
You know, it's so easy to call the number. It's 1-800-979-1980. 800-979-1980 is the phone number. And every $30 cures a child of leprosy. Now, we say cures a child, but it's certainly true that anyone, I mean an adult, a grandma, a grandpa, will be cured of leprosy. The cure works for adults also. The difference is, once an adult has had leprosy, once anyone has had leprosy for a period of time, it begins to take a toll on the body that will then remain. For example, the hands and the feet, no longer sensation in the soles of the feet or the palms of the hand. There's nerve damage that happens. And then other diseases can creep in as a result of that. If you cut your, we've certainly seen exposed bones, amputated or lost fingers and limbs, legs, certainly it can cause blindness. So there is a physical impact to leprosy. But beyond that, there also is a societal impact. There still is this sense of being shunned from society. You'll hear us talk to women who say, they made me live in the barn with the animals. They took my family away. I had to live down by the river. I could no longer hug my children. My village kicked me out. I could no longer go to the water pump and get water for myself. And not to mention, I'm no longer welcome with my family. So there's a societal impact. And there's a family impact, too. I remember being in Ghana, and we had gone to meet a man who was experiencing the cure of leprosy. He'd already been on the medication. It's a multi-drug treatment. He'd already been on the medication for a period of time. And so he was already already cured in the sense that he was no longer contagious. But he was not through with his several months long, sometimes as long as 1 year, multi-drug treatment. You have to stay on it to get it completely killed in the body. And so we met him and his brother, and his brother had brought him to live with him and his family because he thought, the witch doctors are doing nothing for my brother. I'm going to take him to a real hospital with real doctors, and we're going to get this thing taken care of. We're going to find out what really is going on with my brother. And so we were meeting with them, and in other countries, you know, Don, that we go to the countries, you can't simply be like fast food grab-it-and-go mentality, sort of a very typical American mentality is, we're here, we want to hear your story, just tell us your story, you know, and then we're kind of get out of there. Sort of like a drive-through. But most countries are not like that. You have people, the society is different. You have to get a relationship. You have to establish trust with people. And so even when you go in to buy goods at a store, you can't just say, give me those pearls, here's your money. They say, sit down, have some tea. I mean, you know, so it's a whole different thing in other parts of the world. So we brought him some food, and we wanted to sit and talk with him before, before we did that, we wanted to give him food. So we brought him a bunch of food. He took the food from us, and he walked out into a field all by himself, and he turned his back to us, and he sat down by himself, and he ate food out in this field all alone. And while he was gone, we told his brother, he said, you know, he doesn't need to do that anymore. I mean, he's not contagious anymore. And so when his brother came back, he was just so happy to think that, look, now I can spend time with my family again. So there's a physical impact, there's a societal impact, and there is also a family impact. So you're bringing families back together today when you say, I'm going to be a part of it today. So waiting on your phone call today. We have a goal this half hour. We only have a few minutes left in this half hour. We have a goal this half hour of curing leprosy in 50 kids. 50 kids. How many will you cure today? Every $90 cures 3 kids. Every $300 cures 10 kids. Every $600 cures 20 kids. Maybe you'd want to do it for 100 kids. Maybe you've been so blessed. And $3,000 one-time gift is something you can do because we give today not out of guilt. We give out of gratitude. And so we want to say, Lord, thank you for blessing me and my family, that I never have to worry about this. We just got through with Mother's Day. We have Father's Day coming up. You're going to have a lot of little ankle biters around you maybe. Your grandkids, little crumb crunchers, are there all around the house. Maybe you'd cure leprosy in that number of kids. So maybe you do it for 7 kids or 10 kids. Or maybe you do it for the number of kids or grandkids or great-grandkids that you have. So call the number now and say, I want to be a first responder. I want to immediately say I will be a part of it today at 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980. Our goal this hour, this half hour, is 50 kids cured of leprosy. We do need your phone call right now. How many will you cure of leprosy today?
As a matter of fact, if we were asking you $30 a month for the next 12 months to cure one child, even that would be amazing. Sure. However, you can do that for 12 kids.
Sure you can.
You can, because that's the amazing thing. A one-time treatment is provided for that child that will cure that child and return him or her to normalcy and back to a life that they've been, as you already described earlier, they've been unable to enjoy. Can you imagine having to send one of your own family members off under a tree somewhere or somewhere away from you? You can't even go near them. They can't come near you. And you could fix that for a $30 gift, a three $10 bills, if you will.
That's something. Here we are. As I was flying in, I fly into Reagan National. I love that airport, and I love that path as you come across. I happen to be in an exit aisle, and I happen to be on the window. I never sit on the window, but I was kind of crammed up against the window. But because of that, I was able to see the view that I never see as I was flying in. And then you come out, and you're just reminded. I'm reminded every time I come to D.C., I'm reminded of how grateful I am to live in this country. I have a son who's in the service, and so we welcome back servicemen and women there to Reagan National. I saw some in the airport when I was there, but just here we are in the heart of freedom. I hope in the whole world is what this city is supposed to, this district is supposed to represent, and yet there is such a contagion of negativity. You know, that somebody says something about your side, and then you say something about their side, and back and forth. And it reminds me sometimes of, remember when in the back seat, the kids, he won't stop touching me. He won't stop touching me. He keeps touching me. And I thought, what if we could make generosity and compassion and love as contagious this afternoon for people who love the Lord as that other stuff is in society? What if we're not saying he won't stop touching me, but what if we say he won't stop loving me? He won't stop giving. He keeps giving, and I'm going to give too.
And so that's a nonpartisan thing.
Well, isn't that something? So, I mean, everybody today could be a part of this and say, I want to be a part of this today. I want to cure a child of leprosy. Leprosy exists. There's a cure for leprosy. It is very inexpensive. And the only question now is, was it Wilberforce, I think? Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was. That said something like in the U.K., in England said, you can decide to look away, but you can never again say that you didn't know. Now we know leprosy exists. Jesus, the most Christ-like thing we could do today is to say what Jesus said. Yes, I am willing. I will provide the cure for you, for leprosy, in Jesus' name, and deliver the gospel to you as well.
In this last couple of minutes before the bottom of the hour break, give us a little background on this ministry, because it's been around for a long time.
Yes, it's been around since 1906. It is absolutely a ministry. You'll hear in our time on the radio, or maybe have heard before, our time with Bill Simmons, who is the president of American Leprosy Missions, and how important the mission aspect of it is. What gets our attention is the opportunity to cure a child of leprosy. In another country, obviously, that gets the attention of people in the village. If you can cure a child of leprosy, you can imagine how much more open they are then to hearing whatever else you have to say. So it opens a door for the gospel. Today, yes, you can cure a child of leprosy, but as I said before, most importantly, we are restoring people to the dignity that Christ intends us to have, that we were created with a dignity. And when leprosy takes everything away, you will hear women say in our time together, you will hear some women say, it would be better if I'd been dead. I would rather have died than to have everything. It takes everything from you away. It takes the physical away. It takes relationships away. It takes your dignity away. It takes your communication with other people away. Remember in the Old Testament days, the biblical times, if you had leprosy, you were commanded. If you saw somebody walking toward you on the street, you were commanded to scream out loud three times, unclean, about yourself, clean, unclean, unclean, so that people would not come anywhere near you. There is still that stigma for leprosy around the world today. You can take that away. You can bring families back together. You can restore dignity when you cure leprosy. We have a goal of 50 kids this half hour. That's $1,500. Pick up a big chunk of that and call right now. 800-979-1980.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. 1-800-936-5496.
Hi, I'm Chuck, founder of A-Action Home Services. We're family-owned and operated since 1976. We specialize in plumbing, electrical, and heating. When I started A-Action, my goal was to build a business with lifelong customers. How did I do this? By respecting our customers' time and great customer service. So call us today, and you too can say, problem solved. 703-922-1900. AActionHomeServices.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text START to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text START to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's START to 350-350.
Grace Christian Academy, located in Falls Church, offers an affordable, biblically-based K-4 through 8th grade education in a loving family environment. Our low faculty-to-student ratio lets us address the individual educational need of each scholar. Our middle school program offers extracurricular activities, sports, and music. Before and after school care is offered, financial aid is available for those who qualify.
Meet the Grace family.
Call 703-534-5517.
Visit GraceChristianAcademy.org.
Hi folks, Don Crow here for American Leprosy Missions. I have some good news for you. Right now, we're just 121 more children away from providing a cure for leprosy for at least 1,000 boys and girls in some 8 countries around the world. So as we move toward the end of this campaign with ALM, I first want to thank every single one of you who've been giving so generously. And secondly, I would love to know that others of you can step in and help us right now with the remaining children in our campaign, children who desperately need our help right now.
Your one-time gift of $30 provides a boy or a girl with a cure for leprosy. $90 provides for three children, $150 provides for five, and $300 will cure 10 children of leprosy. But any amount you can give right now is going to make a big difference when you call 800-979-1980. That's 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980. Or you can give online at WAVA.com.
Hi, this is Chris Craddock with the REDEX Group at Keller Williams. And last year we sold 230 homes in Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. But as a dad of six and fellow WAVA listener, I understand it's important to decrease risk. So I personally guarantee that if we can't sell your home in 58 days, I will buy it. We'd be honored to serve your family. So please call 703-429-9778. Again, 703-429-9778 or visit chriscraddock.com.
Air quality will be unhealthy for sensitive groups through Saturday. AccuWeather real field temperatures up 100 to 105. The next two afternoons, warm and humid tonight, clear, low 76. Sunshine, hot and humid tomorrow, high 94. Mainly clear and sticky tomorrow night, low 76. Saturday, partly sunny, quite hot and humid, high 96. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
I have struggled my whole life. Everyone hates me and discriminates against me. They won't let me touch anything. I can't use the water pump. I can't touch the food utensils. And I am living in this cave beside the animals. It is a very bad situation for me, but I don't have any other options.
I don't have any other options. Living with the animals.
Can you imagine?
No.
Can you imagine just having to live in the barn just outside your village with all the animals that are there because no one will come near you? You can't use the water pump. You can't go anywhere that your family is. And today, you are restoring a woman like that, a child like that, a man like that to the dignity they deserve. That they were created in the image of God. And they have a dignity that comes with that. But leprosy strips all of that away. Today, you can give that back to them in Jesus' name and, of course, deliver the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is actually, obviously, not just making a difference for time and for the temporal, but also for the eternal.
We ought to make note of the fact as well, or pay attention to the fact that if you look at Jesus' ministry, he ministered a lot to the lepers. Mm-hmm. It was a major problem then and is now. I don't think anything's changed as far as his heart. Mm. He went out of his way to minister to the untouchables.
Yeah, well, what is the longest uninterrupted period of time that we have in the Bible in red, the letters in red? What is the longest period of time that Jesus spoke? Like, we have a whole long string. It's a Sermon on the Mount, isn't it? What is the very first thing he did after the Sermon on the Mount?
Mm-hmm.
Read Matthew 8, I guess, and read the very first thing. It was the man with leprosy. The very first thing he did. I mean, if you had a highlight of Jesus' 3 years on earth in his ministry, certainly one of those would be the Sermon on the Mount. So many things contained in one long string of instruction from the Lord. And at the end of that, so at the end of this highest thing he really did in terms of his words, obviously we know what the highest thing that he did was, but I'm talking about in terms of teaching.
Yeah.
The most intense teaching, the first thing he did after that was cured a man of leprosy. And so today, I mean, this is a Christ-like thing to do. And I would also say this, there are lots of things that we do at WAVA. There are lots of things throughout the year that we do. And some of those things are, you know, whether it's feeding people or water purification or whatever, all those things are great to do. But this is unique. This is a very different thing. This isn't like any other opportunity the rest of the year on this radio station. And so it's good if we all do some of those other things. Maybe you do the one in November and somebody else does the one in March or whatever. But this is one we all can do. Everybody can do this together today and say, I want to be a part of it. I want to cure a child of leprosy, or 5 or 10 or 20 or 100. Our goal this half hour is to cure 50 children of leprosy. And I hope you'll call right now. It's toll free, 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980. 1980.
$30 does that. Think of that. A one-time gift of $30 does that for one child. 60 for two, obviously. I love the math because it's very simple. I can do it.
Me too. Me
Three
too.
Kids, five kids, yeah. Seven kids. Scott alluded to that earlier. Perhaps you have, count up your kids and your grandkids, and maybe for some of us, even your great-grandkids. Mm-hmm. And I dare say that if God has blessed you with resources at all as an American, you can afford to do what the average person in some other part of the world couldn't do.
Yeah.
God has blessed us with resources, and of course we know that, how'd you put that earlier, something about God asked somebody about hoarding, that woman?
Yeah, she said the message you got from the Lord was, why would you hoard what is not even yours? I mean, it's not even our stuff. It's not even our, I mean, our breath is His, our days are His, our life is His, our stuff is
we
His.
We can't hoard any of that.
It all comes from Him. And so the message she got and wanted to share with other people was, don't hoard what is not even yours. This is not even ours to begin with. And I know I've talked about this before. You've been to you've been to Israel, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I've never been to Israel, but I know it on the map, and maybe someday I'll go. But I know it on the map, and I've seen there on the map. I know you have the Sea of Galilee, right. And the Jordan River that comes out of it, and then you have the Dead Sea down here. Yep. And the Sea of Galilee, everything is alive.
That's right.
I mean, everything. All manner of plants, flora, fauna, fishes, different kinds of fish. I mean, everything. It's life, and it flows into the Jordan River. And then at the end of the Jordan River, it goes to the Dead Sea, and there's nothing. It's dead. There is nothing there. Now, there are some other probably geological reasons why there is the Dead Sea, and it is what it is. But I'll tell you one of the things that I think it is. The Sea of Galilee has an outlet. It flows from the Sea of Galilee, and it's not dammed up there. But there is no outlet of the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea, it simply goes there and pools, and it dies. And I think the blessings, that's like blessings in our life, that God wants us, He blesses us so that we can bless others. We have been blessed to bless. That's why we've been blessed, that we might be more like the Sea of Galilee, not like the Dead Sea, that He would bless us and we could flow through us to other people, that God would trust us. We said many times, I know God can do it without me, but I don't want Him to. I don't want to miss the blessing. I mean, think for a second, not to get to Sunday school, but think for a second, what an awesome thing it is that God, by blessing us, has trusted us to be His hands and feet, that we might pass that on to others. I mean, it's just an awesome, it's not a responsibility, it's a pleasure, it's a joy. So today, when you're curing a child of leprosy, you are much more like the Sea of Galilee than you are like the Dead Sea. And I hope you'll call right now. Toll free, 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980. 50 kids this half hour waiting on your call at 800-979-1980.
$30 does that for one child, 60 for two, 90 for three, 120 for four, and so forth. And again, that number, 800-979-1980, or you can give online. Just go to WABA.com, click on the banner.
You may have heard me talking a few weeks ago about my experience seeing an amazing new production about an old story, an old song, Amazing Grace. But the story behind the song, you've probably not heard. I thought I knew the story, but trust me, I only knew a fraction of the story. This play envelops so many emotions and dynamic relationships and broken hearts and true love that wins.
Amazing Grace, the Broadway musical that Delilah calls amazing. You will never hear the song Amazing Grace the same again. Amazing Grace, through August 18th at the Museum of the Bible's Pure Flix Theater in Washington, D.C. For tickets and performance schedule, visit AmazingGraceMusical.com.
With the tariffs and trade wars monopolizing the headlines, one bit of news that's been kept low on the radar is the dramatic drop in mortgage interest rates. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and as investors flock to the security of bonds, interest rates have been driven lower and lower, all to your benefit. So whether you're buying a house or refinancing, you've got to act right now while the market's still on your side. Home appreciation's up, rates are low, and with Cornerstone's guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to eliminate your PMI, consolidate debt, do home improvement, or take cash out for any reason. Sooner or later, the inflationary pressure will push these rates back up to realistic levels. Call Cornerstone First Financial now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221, or visit cornerstonefirst.com.
Some restrictions apply. NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Washington, D.C.? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Washington, D.C. area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Washington, D.C. is a perfect market for my system, and this week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text START to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text START to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's START to 350-350.
I am very depressed and I don't want to live. If I could die, that would be the best thing for me.
Isn't that unbelievable? To have somebody say, really say and believe, I'd rather be dead. I don't want this. I'm shunned from society. I'm taken away. My family is taken away from me in certain parts of the world. And, you know, and not to get too super spiritual about it or to seem to be combative about it in any way, having been to Africa now 14 times, and I know you've been to Africa a billion times, Don, we have seen there is a war, there is a battle going on for the souls of men and women, especially in Africa. And not everybody's religion is the same. A lot of people have, in kind ways or other ways, they would like to convert you to a different religion. You can imagine how we can get the attention of a village, of a family, of a father and a mother, even the chief of a tribe, the chief of a village. You know, the chief that's in charge of 2,000 people. Like, I was just in Africa. I was just in Niger just 2 months ago. And this village has 2,000 people. Well, this man who is the chief of the village, he's in charge of 2,000 people. So if we can go in there and cure leprosy and we get the attention of that village, we can see a mass conversion for the Lord in a part of the world that is really a strategic part right now. And there is great effort being made to Muslimize all of Africa, well, the world if they could, obviously, but certainly all of Africa. And we have an opportunity to get attention for the truth, capital T, for all, what's true for all people in all places for all times, the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. So a call today and cure a child of leprosy. We have $740 left this hour, this half hour, to be able to cure 50 kids of leprosy. So we have $740 left. And if you'll call right now, you'll be a part of curing a child of leprosy. When you call, toll-free, 1-800-979-1980, 800-979-1980.
You mentioned that village and others like it. And certainly it is the biblical pattern that Jesus himself illustrated. The miracles that he did were always intended to not simply meet a physical need, mm-hmm. as critical as the need would be, especially in the case of leprosy. But it was always an intention that it might open the heart to the gospel. In fact, he criticized the crowds who came just for the loaves of fish and bread. He said, "You've just come for another meal because you heard what I did the other day and you like the idea of a free meal," but he said, "You're missing it. That bread represents the bread of life." And yet, on the other hand, when you have someone who is suffering from an incurable disease and the master walks by, can you imagine blind Bartimaeus not following Jesus? In fact, he usually had to tell the lepers, some of them at least, go back to your village. No, I don't want you following me all over. I want you to go back home, and I want you to tell your community, your village, what the Lord has done for you. Be a testament and a testimony. But the intention was always to open their heart to eternal truths and eternal values so that not only could the body be cured, but the soul could be saved as well.
You know, I've said to you this before that I'm the fishing uncle in my family, extended family, and I'm the one that when the kids were little, they'd say, you know, Uncle Scott will take you down to the lake. Go fish with Uncle Scott. So my brother would send his daughters, my other brother would send his daughters, I'd be with my twin boys, my daughter. At one time, it was me down there with like 10 kids, eight kids under the age of 10.
Oh, man.
And it was brutal. And I remember one time was winter time. Had a whole family gathering. We were all down at the lake. The kids and I were down at the lake. And my niece, wearing a big old puffy jacket with a little fur along the hood, and she just got too close to the edge, and she slipped into the water. And, I mean, she dropped like a stone. I mean, she was just gone. Mm-hmm. At glub. In 1 second, she was down. And you know what? I didn't think about it. I didn't pray about it. I didn't wonder if I'd have enough energy. And if at the end of the day there's enough left over, then maybe I'll do something. None of that. I reached down and grabbed her and pulled her out. And that's what we're doing today.
That's right.
There's a child today that has leprosy. And you might say, you know what? I don't have to pray much about that. God's already prepared me for that. I don't have to. You know, if a child is about to walk out in front of traffic and is standing right next to you, you do not pray about it.
You just do it.
You just do it. You know the right thing to do. You're in a position to save a child, and so you do it. And so there are some things. It's not heretical to say, I don't have to pray about that. I know the answer to that. God put me in a position to save a child from a lifetime of shunning, to restore dignity to people in another part of the world, people that I will never meet in this life, but Lord willing, someday in the air I will meet them, and I don't want to say to them at that time, you know what? I never thought of you. You never crossed my mind. I was doing other stuff. Today you have a chance to say, you know what? I'm going to consider people that are half a world away. I'm going to reach down and rescue a child, or two, or five, or ten. $740 left to get to 50 kids this half hour. How many will you save from leprosy? When you call right now, 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980.
Hey, D.C., need collector car insurance. Only Hagerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car. Quote at Hagerty.com/East or with your local agents.
Are you looking to move to a bigger home? Are you worried about how you're going to sell your house and buy the next one without being homeless or having to pay for two homes? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven system includes our guaranteed move-up program. If you're looking to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Christy was the best. Christy did a great job. We listed the house Thursday, and the house was sold by Monday. The listed house for $939,000, and we ended up getting $970,000. Recommending Christy would be easy to do. One of the things, too, that Christy did was the negotiations of the waiver of inspections, appraisals. Couldn't be more satisfied.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group. A family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
As parents and grandparents, we would love to have our children in Christian school. But financially, it's tough. That's why WAVA Radio is partnering with select Christian schools throughout the greater D.C. area to offer a limited number of half-priced Christian school tuitions. These tuitions are literally half off the regular price of tuition. Learn more and see the list of schools at WAVA.com. Click on the school bus or call WAVA and talk to us about your options for saving half on tuition. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, folks. Don Crow here for American Leprosy Missions. I have some good news for you. Right now, we're just 121 more children away from providing a cure for leprosy for at least 1,000 boys and girls in some 8 countries around the world. So as we move toward the end of this campaign with ALM, I first want to thank every single one of you who've been giving so generously. And secondly, I would love to know that others of you can step in and help us right now with the remaining children in our campaign, children who desperately need our help right now. Your one-time gift of $30 provides a boy or a girl with a cure for leprosy. $90 provides for 3 children, $150 provides for 5, and $300 will cure 10 children of leprosy. But any amount you can give right now is going to make a big difference when you call 800-979-1980. That's 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980. Or you can give online at WAVA.com.
Next time on Adventures in Odyssey.
My name's John. John Avery Whittaker.
Who is John Avery Whittaker?
Most of my friends call me Whit.
Where did he come from?
You know, I moved here in Odyssey back in 71.
What about the town of Odyssey?
Fell in love with the place the first time I laid eyes on it.
Tune in next time for a captivating documentary on the history of Adventures in Odyssey.
Thursday night at 8 on WAVA.
Wonderful opportunity to make a difference. So much of the world's pain and difficulty probably feels be and seems and maybe is beyond our reach. I mean, there's some problems that are just so deep and so wide in terms of scope, we say, I can't fix that. But these are ways in which you can fix a problem, if you will. I mean, really make a difference. A life changing, even a life-saving difference. When you pick that phone up and call 800-979-1980, American Leprosy Missions, a great ministry that is really doing the work of the Lord in a very reflective way of what the Lord himself did. He healed the lepers. So it doesn't get much more specific than that.
Yeah, isn't that something to think that we can... obviously, we're not Jesus. We can't do things the same way he did. But when Christ was asked by the man with leprosy, or the men with leprosy, you know, Lord, if you're willing, you can heal me. Are you willing? And Christ said, yes, I'm willing. And today, you can do the same thing. You can say, yes, I'm willing. And it's easy to do. And I hope you'll call right now. We have a goal this half hour of curing leprosy in 50 kids. That's $1,500 total. Maybe you take $300 of that or $500 of that right now by calling this number, 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. Call right now.
And you can do it online as well. We're all set up for you at our website. Just go to WAVA.com, and you'll see the ALM banner there, American Leprosy Missions. Click on that, and you can give any amount you'd like. Again, if you want to give $30, you can do that. $60 for two kids. $90 will provide a cure. We mean a cure, not just a fix, but a forever cure for that child if they can just get that medicine to them in time. You can do that with your calls. 800-979-1980. At our website, WAVA.com. Thank you for being with us this hour.
A-Action Home Services. Plumbing, electrical, heating, and air. Serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily. 703-922-1900.
WAVA. Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA FM, and HD1, Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.